Learning to behave properly in church as a boy was no small task. That behavioral challenge was exacerbated by the reality that I was a PK, pastor's kid. My conduct was not merely an expression of my individual soul liberty, for which I was accountable. My conduct also reflected on my dad and mom in their role as parents and as pastor and wife. I never struggled with outright rebellion. Fairly or unfairly, my defiance would have impacted the credibility of my parents' ministry. My behavioral challenges instead took the form of such problems as juvenile restless leg syndrome, a malady created by the volatile mixture of too much boyhood energy, cramped sanctuary pews, and church services that never seemed to end. That combination had explosive potential. Also during sermon time, I experienced an overactive mind and mouth, producing witty comments that popped out effervescently to my friends sitting next to me. Unfortunately, my comments had little to do with the message being preached. Much to my father's chagrin and older pew members' dismay. I want you to keep your eye on this boy wearing a blue shirt entering from the left in this video clip, and let's see if it'll play. That's my grandson, Ben. The apple surely doesn't fall far from the proverbial tree. In what was a display of divine irony or justice, I came to realize that God, in his eternal plan, had determined my life's vocational calling was to serve as a pastor. Though my legs continued to be restless at times, and my mind never quits conjuring up some humorous thought, I found that a whole new set of behavioral challenges awaited me as I entered the pastorate. I was not alone in facing the pastoral behavioral learning curve. The Apostle Paul communicated with his young student Timothy to mentor him in the proper demeanor and execution of church ministry. Paul said to Timothy, "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Our theme verse. The church in Ephesus that young pastor Timothy was shepherding was like any church. There were constant challenges to face. Here's a short list from 1 Timothy of what he had to navigate. It may sound similar to some of the challenges confronting you. Dealing with deficient teachers using faulty curriculum. Guarding the centrality of the gospel. handling troublemakers in the congregation, developing positive community relations, providing gender role guidelines, establishing leadership qualifications, correcting truth distortions, establishing credibility as a young pastor, maintaining discipline in personal life and ministry, communicating properly when under pressure, caring for the needs of the elderly, determining pastoral salaries, staying physically healthy in the pastorate, managing personal finances, focusing on the right priorities, encouraging charitable donations. The ministry is not a vocation for a novice. The complexity of pastoral service requires the wisdom and experience of a seasoned veteran. Every young pastor needs a been there, done that perspective, such as Paul provided to inexperienced Timothy as he embarked on his pastoral career. Even veteran pastors value from wise counsel and review and refinement of pastoral basics. The general sessions this week are designed to allow the Apostle Paul to talk to us through the letter he wrote to Timothy. Our prayer is that the Holy Spirit will help us through the messages preached by veterans of local church pastoral ministry to know better how to do authentic church God's way. We will rethink how to conduct ourselves with integrity in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. We have a wonderful speaker lineup this week, truly veterans of local church ministry. Tonight we have as our opening night speaker a great privilege. Our speaker tonight is going to be speaking three times this week in the evening services. Bill Park has been a friend for a number of years. We connected through this school and a responsibility we both share together in board duties. Bill and his wife, Betty Jean, have served in pastoral ministry for years. Bill grew up as a PK, and his dad started a church, and then Bill went on and has pastored that church in that single ministry, am I right, for your entire pastoral career. Bill retired from that senior pastor role in 2003, but has continued to serve in interim pastorates and in missions work. Bill had a very unique ministry at the High Point Baptist Chapel. That is, and I don't say it for pride's sake, but that is a legendary ministry that over the decades has shaped an endless stream of people who have gone on to serve the Lord. Bill has family that love the Lord. His twin sons were dear, dear friends of my son Scott, and were students here at the school together, and it's been a delight to see that friendship blossom and those guys go on into local church ministry. I'll say one more thing about Bill, besides the fact that you are going to immensely come to appreciate and love him. I got to tell you this. From High Point Baptist Chapel, they have planted 9 churches. I think I'm right in counting them up over the years. And to God be the glory for that. But I was reading an email that Bill sent out to his prayer team just last night saying, hey, I'm preaching at the GRBC conference, and he's got a long list of people on this prayer team, and I am privileged to be on that list. And Bill said, would you pray for me? I genuinely want to come and communicate the Word of God and encourage and challenge the pastors here in ministry. And I know you will do that. Here's the thing that I want to tell you. He married his dear wife, Betty Jean, 47 years ago today. Is that right? Your wedding anniversary. So God bless you, Bill.